Practical English Test for Colleges, Level B.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level B.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 4 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 7 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, given in your test paper. Then, you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, Mr. Smith is not in. Would you like to leave him a message? You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C. Yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
Number 1. Hey, John. How was your vacation? Hey, John. How was your vacation?
Number 2. Could you repeat your phone number, please? Could you repeat your phone number, please?
Number 3. May I ask who is calling, please? May I ask who is calling, please?
Number 4. Excuse me, is anyone sitting here? Excuse me, is anyone sitting here?
Number 5. Jane, would you like a drink? Jane, would you like a drink?
Number 6. Excuse me, could you tell me where the city library is? Excuse me, could you tell me where the city library is?
Number 7. Tom, would you help to move the box? Tom, would you help to move the box?
Section B, Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 7 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer. From the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now, listen to the dialogues.
Number 8. Excuse me, when does flight 645 leave?
Actually, it is delayed until 15:30.
Question. What do we know about the flight? Excuse me, when does flight 645 leave?
Actually, it is delayed until 15:30.
Question. What do we know about the flight?
Number 9. Please tell us a little about yourself, Mr. Smith.
Okay. Since I graduated 2 years ago, I've been working as a sales assistant.
Question. What is the man's job now? Please tell us a little about yourself, Mr. Smith.
Okay. Since I graduated 2 years ago, I've been working as a sales assistant.
Question. What is the man's job now?
Number 10. What are our sales results like?
Very encouraging. We have reached our target.
Question. What are the 2 speakers talking about? What are our sales results like?
Very encouraging. We have reached our target.
Question. What are the 2 speakers talking about?
Number 11. By the way, how can we place an order for your products?
I guess ordering online is the quickest way.
Question. What is the quickest way to order the products? By the way, how can we place an order for your products?
I guess ordering online is the quickest way.
Question. What is the quickest way to order the products?
Number 12. Are there any audio guides inside the museum?
Yes, you can rent one at our reception desk.
Question. Where can the man rent an audio guide? Are there any audio guides inside the museum?
Yes, you can rent one at our reception desk.
Question. Where can the man rent an audio guide?
Number 13. Can visitors park their cars on campus free of charge?
No. They should buy a visitor permit.
Question. What should visitors do if they want to park their car on campus? Can visitors park their cars on campus free of charge?
No. They should buy a visitor permit.
Question. What should visitors do if they want to park their car on campus? Number 14. May I speak to Mr. Franks, please?
I'm afraid not. Mr. Franks is away on business.
Question. Why can't the woman reach Mr. Franks? May I speak to Mr. Franks, please?
I'm afraid not. Mr. Franks is away on business.
Question. Why can't the woman reach Mr. Franks? Section C. Directions. In this section, there are two recorded conversations. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now listen to the conversations. Conversation 1.
Good morning, ma'am. May I help you?
Hello. I read your job openings on your website. I want to inquire about working here.
Well, we have several job openings. Which department do you want to apply for?
The IT department.
Yes, we are looking for a programmer at the moment.
Great. What's the next step I should take?
Leave a copy of your resume. The department manager looks over them every Friday.
Okay. Here you are. Thank you very much.
Question 15. Where did the woman learn about the job openings?
Question 16. Which department does the woman want to work in?
Question 17. What does the woman leave at the end of the conversation?
Now listen again.
Good morning, ma'am. May I help you?
Hello. I read your job openings on your website. I want to inquire about working here.
Well, we have several job openings. Which department do you want to apply for?
The IT department.
Yes, we are looking for a programmer at the moment.
Great. What's the next step I should take?
Leave a copy of your resume. The department manager looks over them every Friday.
Okay, here you are. Thank you very much.
Question 15. Where did the woman learn about the job openings?
Question 16. Which department does the woman want to work in?
Question 17. What does the woman leave at the end of the conversation?
Conversation 2.
Hello, B&B Company. James speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. May I speak to Mr. John Smith, please?
I'm afraid he's not available. He's in a meeting. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. My name is Jane Pusey.
Okay. And how can Mr. Smith contact you?
My phone number is 2034-7722.
All right, Miss Pusey. What is the message about, may I ask?
I want to discuss the publication of his book with him.
Okay. I will pass your message to Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Question 18. Why is Mr. Smith not available now?
Question 19. What does the woman want to discuss with Mr. Smith?
Now listen again.
Hello, B&B Company. James speaking. How can I help you?
Hello. May I speak to Mr. John Smith, please?
I'm afraid he's not available. He's in a meeting. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. My name is Jane Pusey.
Okay. And how can Mr. Smith contact you?
My phone number is 2034-7722.
All right, Miss Pusey. What is the message about, may I ask?
I want to discuss the publication of his book with him.
Okay. I will pass your message to Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Question 18. Why is Mr. Smith not available now?
Question 19. What does the woman want to discuss with Mr. Smith?
Section D. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin. The first reading.
I'm Wang Hong, a tour guide at Discovering China. I've been working as a tour guide for more than 10 years. My father was in this industry too. I learned a lot from him. I enjoy being a tour guide. I've traveled to many places in China and abroad in the past 10 years. Every day is a challenge for me, working with different people, but it is exciting and rewarding. I love working with people from different places. China has rich tourism resources, and I am still on the way to explore its wonderful natural scenery.
The second reading.
I'm Wang Hong, a tour guide at Discovering China. I've been working as a tour guide for more than 10 years. My father was in this industry too. I learned a lot from him. I enjoy being a tour guide. I've traveled to many places in China and abroad in the past 10 years. Every day is a challenge for me, working with different people, but it is exciting and rewarding. I love working with people from different places. China has rich tourism resources, and I am still on the way to explore its wonderful natural scenery.
The third reading.
I'm Wang Hong, a tour guide at Discovering China. I've been working as a tour guide for more than 10 years. My father was in this industry too. I learned a lot from him. I enjoy being a tour guide. I've traveled to many places in China and abroad in the past 10 years. Every day is a challenge for me, working with different people, but it is exciting and rewarding. I love working with people from different places. China has rich tourism resources, and I am still on the way to explore its wonderful natural scenery.
This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力考试结束。